time chipping away at tennis strokes, a player may find that the right tennis procedures might be uncertainty, a component that can advance him or her, permitting them to hit shots that they wouldn't have been able to with their old and wasteful tennis strokes. Obviously, this means that you can improve all your strokes in the game. The tennis serve, forehand and backhand, are the three greatest tennis strokes in the present-day tennis. Every one of the tennis strokes additionally require you to know good techniques so that they work efficiently for you. Tennis singles. Since you comprehend the court, we should figure out how you can play tennis with a few specifics. As I have already said, a tennis amateur can play a singles or doubles match, maybe a couple players on either side of the net. A serve taken from behind, what is known as the baseline, is what starts each game, and in fact each point too. You must ensure that the ball bounces on opposite side of the service court, and it must do so diagonally across from you. You may find that the serve is the most difficult stroke to play first. The point or play proceeds until one player is unable to hit the ball back or instead hits it outside the field of play. I've invested years in endeavors to comprehend tennis strategies and privileged insights that few individuals ever learn in tennis. Most junior tennis players who play competitively have the benefit of money and time to create and study tennis strategies, yet perhaps you don't. Tennis procedures are an imperative part for each tennis player. The smallest changes in technique can bring about huge enhancements. Learn how to serve. Along these lines, as you have learned now, if you want to learn to play tennis, it is very important for you to know how to serve. Here's how you need to do it. For right-handed players, if you are a left-handed player, you ought to turn around these directions. When you position yourself, both your feet should be behind the baseline. Position yourself sideways so that your left foot is pointed towards the right-hand net post. Make sure that you are holding the ball in your left hand. Then, raise your left hand and toss the ball up in the air. The toss should be about 1 foot high and positioned in front of your left foot. It should also be above your reach by about 18 inches. With the ball still in the air, you need to make a back and up movement with your racket. When you hit the ball, make sure you stretched to reach your full reach. Your racket arm should be straight and at the most elevated point conceivable. You are exchanging your weight to your front foot from your back foot so that your shot has added strength. The movement as you hit the ball should be an up and over one, as though you were tossing the racket at the ball. Once you have hit the ball, finish your swing. The finish will push you forward further into the court, ensuring that you are ready to hit the shot when it is returned. Great, you're advancing admirably in your endeavors. In case you don't like how you have served, maybe you end up missing the ball during the swing. Don't stress. This is quite common when you're starting out. Tennis doubles. Yet, what if it's a doubles match? How would I figure out how to play the game, then, you ponder? Who will serve? When playing doubles, the turn to serve keeps changing. For example, if there are two teams with A and B in one team playing against C and D in the other team, the first serve goes to A, and after that it would go to C, and afterward back to B, and lastly to D. Likewise, something else you should know when you fathom how to play tennis is this. When the odd-numbered games in a set, including the principal game, come to an end, the players will need to move to the opposite end of the court from where they started. This is valid in both doubles and singles matches. Other points you have to know as you figure out how to play. All things considered, as you figure out how to play, you have to discern how you need to proceed with the play. When the serve works out, the game may proceed with an assortment of shots. Regularly, play will proceed with ground strokes. A ground stroke is a shot that is taken post the ball bouncing once. It can be hit one of two ways, with a backhand or a forehand stroke. In the forehand stroke, the face of the racket connects with the ball, with the palm of your hand confronting the ball. In the backhand stroke, the reverse side of the racket connects with the ball. Your palm will need to be facing away from the ball. You'll need to learn both forehand and backhand shots if you want to learn to play tennis effectively. Tennis strategies have adjusted for each new era of tennis players. The forehand method has developed from old-fashioned closed positions to rotational angular force-hitting styles. Play tennis with a forehand stroke. Start with the grip. The Eastern forehand grip is the most well-known hold in tennis. It is additionally the best option as you figure out how to play this game. You need to utilize it for both your forehand drive and the greater part of the shots you play. Put your hand on the racket strings while keeping it flat, and afterward, slide it down to the hand.